all day, nearly all day yesterday, tried to give the saints the opportunity to express our remembrance of our dear brother Benjamin Chang. Normally, a meeting like that is considered to be a closure. And this morning, on the Lord's Day, Lord's table, we're remembering him. And as I was before the Lord, I realized in this case, yesterday was not a closure, and it was only an unfinished time. And to this morning, on the Lord's Day, on the day of the Lord's resurrection, it is a continuation.
Amen.
So, in a sense, the nature of the meeting yesterday was not a closure, and today's time is a continuation, not only in its spiritual sense, but also in its practical sense. Many saints would like to express their remembrance of our dear brother, and not only so many saints were here yesterday, so many saints from nearby churches, even worldwide, saints from different places come to stand with us, and we appreciate that very much, but because of the limited time, it's not practical and possible to give all the saints the opportunity. So we want to practically use this morning's meeting to continue that. And in fact, this morning, both the Manhattan meeting and the Brooklyn meeting are showing the live stream of what we are enjoying here now.
Amen.
They had the Lord's Table meeting before, but now at this moment, not only, I don't know, 400 of us here, plus all those who are watching the live stream, not only in Manhattan and in Brooklyn, and I believe probably many other places are watching it. And also, it would be on the archived file on the church webpage. So if you want to see what happened, if you want to see after the meeting, you can see it again. Okay? So, and this morning particularly, we want to give the opportunity to the brothers who came from out of town. And those brothers, we wish them to use this opportunity to share with us, those who are very close to Brother Benjamin Chang. And so we would like to hear from them, whatever they would like to share to us at this moment, whether their remembrance of him, so on, or any particular burden they would like to share with us. I think this would be what Brother Benjamin would have wished. And so in our remembering him, this is a continuation. And so we will also give the opportunity to all those dear brothers and sisters who came, who even if some of them had shared something yesterday, but were in a quite rushed way, we hope to be able to give them a little more time. And we want to give the preference to those saints who are coming from out of town to do so. And then afterwards, also because if you're on live stream, so the other saints in New York could enjoy this also with us. And afterwards, we will be meeting together. We will not go to different languages. And we will all meet here. And then we will give opportunity to all those who first out of town, and then those who really had a wish to say something about our brother. You'll use that this morning. So in that sense, this morning is a continuation of the meeting from yesterday. And I don't think we need to spend the time to introduce, ask who is getting up, who is here for the first time. I think at the Lord's table, when we have brothers, let me point out to you, we have brothers coming representing different languages, meaning from different lands, standing with us, express the oneness of the new man.
Amen.
And I believe that, so there's no need for me to say anything about that. And I will not spend the time to introduce, but now rather we want to give the time to Brother Ben Benson and Brother Andrew. They will share, feel free to share with us. And then afterwards, some of the brothers, even if you have shared yesterday, we wish you still say something. And then the rest, those who haven't had a chance to share, we hope we will. And I know that physically it probably cannot be with an end, but remember, this is not a closure. This is a continuation, and we want to give the opportunities to the brothers who are from out of town first. Okay.
Sure. Brothers and sisters, probably most of us were together yesterday. Maybe not every one of us, but there were so many that gathered together. And it was a very encouraging time. And to see all the saints also, because it was such a testimony that toward our brother that passed away and is now with the Lord, I believe, that you were one with him and you have been with him. And I believe in many things that we cover all the time, he has spoken those to you. He's been with the church here for many, many years. I think this is the only church that he was in. This was home for him. And the Lord took him. I don't understand why, but God is God, and we submit to that. But brothers and sisters, we all know that this brother was a lover of the Lord. And he was a lover of something else. And that is the church. Christ and the church. And I hope that this morning, every one of us that is in this room is all together for Christ and also all together for the church. Christ and the church. The Lord brought this kind of word from Taiwan. In 1962, the first messages began to be spoken. I think before that, and maybe 1958, and maybe 1960, and maybe 61, I'm not sure. But in a clear way, a definite way, in 1962, Brother Lee began to minister to the saints in this country. I believe that here in New York, there was saints already meeting as the church. And Brother Lee came to the United States. And in his coming, he brought such a revelation to so many. And I'm thankful to the Lord that I was of the age that in 1964... I had graduated for a year from college, and that is when Brother Lee came. That's when Brother Lee was here. He came to stay in 1962. But I didn't have the weight. I didn't even know he was in this country. But in 1964, I met him. I went to a meeting with him, and I didn't speak to him because I was still in the denominations, in the Southern Baptist Church, or whatever you call it. Anyhow, that's where I was. And I was in their universities. Anyhow, That spring, Brother Lee came to Dallas, Texas, and I was in a seminary, and I went to hear him. One day, I came home from class, and somebody had put a little flower in my box here by the door, and it said, "Witness Lee is going to be there, and you're invited to come." I have no idea, and I never knew who put that there, but anyhow, it was there, and Brother Lee did come. And in that time, he gave four messages. And that was my falling in love with Christ and the church.
Amen.
I can't say that I saw that much when he shared, but I saw something. And then that was in the spring. Then summertime 1964, I went to the training in Anaheim and Los Angeles, and that became my joining or my experiencing the church life. And of course, I didn't stay there. I lived in Texas, but there was about 15 brothers and sisters that had come there at the same time that I had been in college with. Most of the ones that were gained there at that time were right out of college. And I knew that I was in the place that the Lord wanted me to be. I was through with all the other things that I was in. And I came to the church. And it was there that I found Christ in the church in all His fullness. Of course, I've spent 51 years since that time drinking and receiving all that is spoken in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And all that has been for me to enjoy and live by. And the same is for you.
Amen.
But praise the Lord, I was brought here. And I always knew about the church in New York. I didn't know Benjamin by that time. That came a little later, but not too much later. In 1964 was when I came into the Lord's recovery. And then, of course, I didn't come here. But after a period of time, a way was opened up, and I did come. And I came with a couple of other brothers. And we had fellowship with James. And that was a glorious time. I can still remember our coming together. And I believe I was with you one or two times again. I'm not sure. But I would be going to Boston, and I would stop through here. And I'm not sure that I think maybe one time I was in a meeting in the church in New York. But I'm sorry, I didn't come any more than that. I came to some conferences with Brother Lee here. But I feel bad that here I am again, but after so much time has passed. Anyhow, it's not that we didn't have any fellowship together. We did.
Amen.
With a number of brothers from New York, the church in New York. And of course, we always respected that, and we enjoyed that. But I guess I was too much involved in Texas with the churches. But anyhow, I always knew what was going on here. And praise the Lord, this is a glorious time. Well, for this morning's time, I would like to just share with you a point that as I was dealing with the Lord last night, I had the burden to share just maybe in a simple way one message that Brother Lee gave. And I know how much you saints love the church. And I know you've been in the church, many of you, for many, many years. And the ones that are listening to this that are in the same church. You know, I saw the brothers up here breaking the bread. And then someone spoke that maybe it was James, I'm not sure. But anyhow, I got to know that four different languages were at least four.
Five.
And that's a wonderful thing. You know, in Anaheim, in District 1, in Hall 1, we do the same thing. Five people, five different nationalities or races are represented there at the table every time. And we also have five that breaks bread together on the Lord's Day. Of course, we have others in the church elsewhere. And it's the same here. But anyhow, this is the Lord's doing. And this morning, I felt right at home when the brothers were praying. Anyhow, saints, we are all in the same church.
Amen.
It is a glorious thing.
Amen.
Of course, we are separated by, you know, where we have to be and where we live. But we are just the same.
Amen.
Just the same.
Amen.
Altogether the same.
Amen.
It is a wonderful thing. And it is a wonderful thing to be here. And I'm sorry that it took Benjamin's going to be with the Lord elsewhere that brought me here again. That's not a very good... I have to admit. And you know, recently, James invited me to come last fall. And all the time I say, I'm coming, you know, just as soon as I can get free, you know. So still, I didn't come. And then Brother Peter spoke with me in such a definite way. And,
Ricky.
Ricky. Is it Ricky or Rick or what? You know, it's hard for me to know how to call you. But anyhow, which one shall I use?
Ricky.
Okay, Ricky. I've talked to him so many times and on other occasions. Well, brothers, in my consideration about speaking something, I hope you all will agree with what I am about to share with you all. And I feel you are and must be, because this came out directly from Brother Lee. And I just had the burden last night and this morning to come to this meeting and just offer this for your consideration. And I hope it is something that we all agree on, and I believe we do. We're in the same recovery.
Amen.
And we're in the same churches.
Amen.
And we all love the Lord.
Amen.
And some of you have been here in the church, first in Taiwan, first in China, and now here. And that's great. That's what the Lord has done.
Amen.
And others are from elsewhere. And we've all come together to be the one new man. But what I would like to share, just a few points, a few words concerning the word in Galatians 1:4. Galatians 1:4. And I'm wondering, I've got it here to read, but if you have it, maybe you could look along with me. You know, the title of this came from Brother Lee. The Lord's Recovery is versus the present evil age. The evil age of religion. And you know, some people are offended by that. I don't think many that are in the church, because in the church we know what we're talking about. This doesn't mean that we're against any person. We love all the believers. And we receive all the believers that are proper Christians. And they come and we enjoy the Lord together. But there is something hidden in all of us. And that's the possibility of taking the way of religion rather than a clear standing concerning Christ and the church. We are here under the Lord's leading, and we are here under the Lord's revelation that He has given us for so many years. And one thing that the Lord brought us out of was religion and brought us into the church. And in this church, we enjoy Christ and we enjoy one another, and we're built up not in a religious way and not with religion being the factor that is keeping us together. It is not that. But it's Christ and it's the church. Amen. That we enjoy. Amen. And I'm so happy. Amen. To be here. Amen. And to be here with the confidence. Amen. That we all are the same. Amen. This morning, here all over the United States, brothers and sisters are gathering in the name of the Lord. Amen. But in a different church. Amen. Because they live in different cities. Amen. So I shouldn't say different church, but they gather together to worship the same Lord. And it is the church. The Lord's recovery is versus the present age, the evil age of religion. It is not what we are into here. What we are into is not religion. But it is that we are brought into Christ. And we're brought into His enjoyment. And His speaking to us and leading us. Galatians 1:4. This was the verse that I wanted to use this morning. Galatians 1:4 says that the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins, that He might rescue us out of the present evil age according to the will of God and Father. This is a wonderful verse. Well, to know what it means in that, you have, and I think I'll just read it. You also have another verse speaking in this direction. And that's Galatians 6, 14 and 15. Let me read this. To know, Brother Lee pointed out that this helps us to realize what was spoken in 1:4. Now we're in chapter 6, 14 and 15. But far be it. Let me just read it to you, okay? But far be it from me to boast, this is Paul speaking, to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Every one of us could put our name on that. Of course, maybe Paul had a larger experience than we had. But we are the same. We are the same. And He's crucified us to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. What matters, brothers and sisters, that we are a new creation. Amen. But they got caught up in circumcision. And Paul is here telling them, you're in the wrong thing. You're in the wrong matter. And what has happened to you is, in 1:4, this is talking about Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that he might rescue us out of the present evil age according to the will of God and Father. The Lord has brought us out of such a situation. And now we are in him. And I like this. I wanted to read a few portions. Galatians 1:4 says that the Lord Jesus Christ and then gave himself for our sins. I've already read this. And then an age refers to a section, an aspect, the present or modern appearance of the world as the satanic system, which is used by Satan to usurp and occupy God's people in order to keep them away from God and his purpose. Brothers and sisters, we all have been brought to the church, which means we have been brought to Christ. And Christ is the very factor that is taking care of everything and meeting all the needs. And this is the very purpose of God. We have been brought not to some religion, but we have been brought to the experiencing the very Christ in such a full way. According to the context of Galatians, the present evil age in 1:4 refers to the religious world, the religious course of the world, and the Jewish religion. Today, the Jewish religion is not much of a problem. For some, it is. But there is another problem. It speaks of the religious world, which is to which the Apostle Paul was crucified. Amen. Christ's death on the cross to deliver us from the present evil age was according to the will of God, which concerns Christ and the church. Amen. Religion is something formed by the human mind under Satan's instigation and inspiration in order to oppose God's economy. You know, brothers, the enemy is after all of us to bring us and take us away from Christ so that we would be altogether given to Christ and given to the church. But that enemy is there all the way trying to take us away. But the Lord wants to always bring us back. And when he brings us back, we become ones who are in the very place that he wants us to be. Religion is something formed by the human mind under Satan's instigation and inspiration in order to oppose God's economy. I don't believe that I'm looking at the church in New York and you are there opposing God's economy. You are those who are in God's economy. Amen. And you are those that are enjoying God's economy. Amen. And so am I. This is something that God has raised up on this earth. This is something that God has put together. Religion is something for God and for the benefit of the people. Yet it is without Christ, apart from the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. For us, we have the Spirit. And we enjoy that all the time. Amen. And the Spirit becomes the very factor by which we live. This is Christ, the Spirit, that we come to in such a way. And the Lord wants this. And he wants us not to fall away from Christ and fall into religion in any way. And brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to read this to you, mainly because it's Brother Lee, but with a burden that we would be saved from any kind of religion. And we would be brothers and sisters in the church in New York and in the church in Anaheim and in all the churches in this country. We are there 100% for Christ and the church. This is what the Lord wants. And all our days need to be in this direction and in this way. You know, Brother Benjamin was a brother that I loved very much. And I have spoken to him again and again and again over these 15 years because he and I were serving together. And it was such an enjoyment being with him. But I can testify, this is one brother that did everything that he can to be saved from religion. He wanted to bring the right article to the saints in New York. Of course, he was elsewhere, almost all throughout the United States and abroad. He was ministering to the saints. And brothers, he ministered to the saints to bring them to Christ and the church. Amen. Not to another religion. And not something that is outside the realm of Christ, but is in the realm of religion. He wanted everybody saved to Christ and the church. And I just like to read it on the mail. Satan uses religion to keep people from Christ and the church. As long as Satan can keep us away from Christ and his body as the will of God, which is the will of God, he is satisfied. As long as Satan can keep us away from Christ and his body as the will of God, he is satisfied. Christ, that means Christ is satisfied. The religious snare deprives us of all the benefits of the indwelling Christ. Praise the Lord. All of us, I believe, are experiencing Christ taking us out of religion and bringing us to Christ and the church. The Lord has no way to fulfill his purpose in religion, including Judaism, Catholicism, and Protestantism. Between us and religion is the cross. And we go not by religion, but we go with the cross. And we live in the cross and with the cross. And we keep ourselves 100% one with Christ. And I hope that the city, the church, here in New York City, will be 100% for Christ and the church. Amen. We don't have much time to say something or to get into details about religion. But we all know Christ. We all have touched Christ. And we've experienced Christ. We have given ourselves to Christ. And now Christ is building up the church in New York. This is what the Lord is doing. The church is the living body of Christ. But what surrounds us today is a religion. Deformed and degraded Christianity. Full of traditions, organizations, performances, and falsehoods. The Lord cannot accomplish his purpose in that situation. But where can that situation be that the Lord longs to come to and longs to give himself fully unto? We have to say, that is the church. And even we can say, I believe, that is the church in New York. You know, brothers and sisters, this has been a short time here, but I have touched so many brothers in the church in New York during this time. And I have seen yesterday so many sisters and so many brothers standing and telling you how much they enjoy Christ.
Amen.
And how much they have been brought forward through our dear brother that left us. But where did he bring you? He brought you to Christ.
Amen.
And he brought you to the church.
Amen.
And this is God's burden. And I hope that whenever the Lord brings me here again, maybe it'll be a little sooner than it was the last time. Anyhow, I do hope that we can be mingled together a little more. And brothers, there's nothing that we want more than Christ and the church.
Amen.
And although I don't have much time, I just would say, don't go to religion and don't have this way, but come to Christ.
Amen.
And come to the church.
Amen.
All of us need to be those that are identified with the church and with Christ. And brothers and sisters, I just want to say in this short little fellowship about staying out of religion and being given to Christ, I just like to say to you, don't let anything carry you away, brothers and sisters. Don't let anything carry you away. Whether you're 80 years old or whether you're, much younger than that. Whatever our age is, don't let anything bring you into religion. Learn to run from religion. That is something of Satan trying to tear down the real church. But brothers and sisters, may we be those who rise up and take Christ and the church.
Amen.
These are just a few little things that Brother Lee has spoken. And I just like to show them to you. Brothers, it's very serious to be for religion and not for Christ and not for the church. Our whole life is given over to this. And may the Lord continue to move here in New York City.
Amen.
And may the church that is here, may it grow. And may many be added to the church.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is doing all over the United States. And all over the Far East. And also He's doing it in the other continents. The Lord is working, and the Lord is moving, and the Lord is gaining us day by day.
Amen.
And may the Lord cause you to rise up every morning calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Going to Him, living with Him.
Amen.
Allowing Him to be everything to you.
Amen.
I hope, brothers, that all of us live in such a way, loving Him, moving with Him, praying to Him. Whatever we are doing is not religious, and it's not of religion, but it is from Christ and the church.
Amen.
I think it's a wonderful thing to have had the privilege of coming here this weekend. I'm so happy that Andrew and Rick here, these two brothers, we decided to come.
Amen.
I'm so happy, so happy. And I know that this is a church, not in religion. But I'm in a church that takes Christ as their everything.
Amen.
And everyone does this. And this is what the Lord is building up today.
Amen.
We're for Christ.
Amen.
And where is this being worked out? That is in the church.
Amen.
In Christ and the church.
Amen.
We have no heart for religion. and all the aspects of religion that will be manifest to us as we live out our Christian life. But we are for Christ and we are for the church.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we all are the same.
Amen.
And may the Lord, week after week and year after year, may He build up the church here in New York City in a great and glorious way.
Amen.
May it happen. And may the Lord be praised.
Amen.
I think this is enough for me to share a little bit. And maybe our brother Andrew can share something.
The brothers asked us to share something this morning, and as I was considering, I was going to share something from the recent feast, which is the Chinese-speaking conference concerning the gospel of God. And I was going to use as the text Genesis 1:26 with an enhanced understanding. There was some fresh speaking, and I praise the Lord that every time during the seven feasts, we have some new speakings from the Lord, even though all of those were from the ministry. But as I was looking to the Lord, and after last night's meeting, I consider, and the Lord said, "No, you don't speak that. You speak something else." And I said, "Amen, Lord." So here I am, and I speak to you what comes from my spirit. And I hope it won't be presumptuous, but I feel that this is something from the Lord to the church in New York City.
Amen.
The text that I want to use is Joshua chapter 1. And if you read those first seven verses that I asked the brothers to put it on the overhead projector, and if we will read it. And it says in verse 1 that after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, Jehovah spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now what? Now arise." This is the word the Lord gave to me. Now arise. And cross over this Jordan. Maybe we can read that together, okay? Moses. This word was spoken to Joshua at the critical juncture of a new term. And I believe that the church in New York City this morning is beginning a new term.
Amen.
I would have the confidence to declare with the Lord and with the whole body of Christ
Amen.
That the church in New York City is having a new term.
Amen.
Now this new term came at the end of 40 years of leadership of Moses. Moses was a great leader. Moses was a faithful servant of God. And he led God's people for 40 years. Now suddenly, he was taken by the Lord.
Amen.
But it was, like James said, not the end, but the beginning.
Amen.
And at the beginning of this new era, the Lord spoke to his people
Amen.
Through Joshua. And he said, come then, arise.
Amen.
And so this morning, I want to impress these three words in your heart. Come then, arise. We're facing a new era. We're into a new age. We're turning a new page. Our God is the living God.
Amen.
He moves. He moved from eternity to eternity. He never stops.
Amen.
The Lord's recovery is not a religion. The Lord's recovery is a move of God.
Amen.
The full-time training just started last week, and I spoke to the trainees. I said, don't think that you're in an institution. We are in the ongoing move of God.
Amen.
So it was 90 years ago. So it was 60 years ago. So it was 30 years ago. And so it is today.
Amen.
God is still moving.
Amen.
I am here because I believe my God is living.
Amen.
He is not dead. Religion is dead.
Amen.
You go to those denomination churches, they celebrate the Martin Luther, which, by the way, will be 500 years when he nailed the 95 theses on the cathedral. But you go there, today it is dead.
Amen.
However, I want to tell you that our God is living.
Amen.
Okay. I want to read you another note. Please turn to that other note that I have. Yes. In 1997, Brother Lee passed away. And when he passed away, I looked over his old Bibles, and in Joshua chapter 1 was this note. Okay, please read this note together.
When I was called by the Lord to serve Him with full heart, the Lord gave me verses 5-7 as a promise. Since then, over 40 years, this promise has been all the time fulfilled to me.
Isn't that wonderful? He wrote it in 1977, and when he died in 1997, I opened the Bible, and behold, it was that note. And as you all know, Brother Benjamin passed away yesterday and this last week. And as I was thinking about Brother Lee's note, I said, this is a word for the church in New York City.
Amen.
What is the word? The word is be strong and rise up for the new era that the Lord has led you.
Amen.
The Lord has been faithful to lead the children of Israel 40 years. And so has the Lord been very, very faithful to the church in New York City.
Amen.
It is the oldest church in the United States, even older than the church in Los Angeles. And throughout all these years, God has been faithful.
Amen.
God has been faithful. But then the Lord is leading us into a new era. And in this new era, what do we need to do? We need to rise up. That's what we need to do. We want the older generations to rise up, and we want the newer generations to also rise up.
Amen.
This is not the time of looking back. This is a time of looking forward.
Amen.
Like Brother James said, there's no regret. There's no looking back. There's no fear. And it's like the Lord said to Joshua, go, rise up. And I want to read you a note where the Lord says, go about the land and tread the land.
Amen.
What is your land? Your land is Christ. But the Lord has apportioned to you the city of New York.
Amen.
So I will say this morning, walk around and tread your land.
Amen.
Tread around all the boroughs. Tread around all the subway stations. Tread around all the neighborhood.
Amen.
Tread around all the culture neighborhoods.
Amen.
Tread around, because this city is ours.
Amen.
Okay, I like Dennis to help me to read a footnote of chapter 1.
Joshua
chapter 1, verse 3. Mm-hmm. On tread.
This is the footnote on the word tread. On the one hand, God has given Israel the good land. On the other hand, Israel still needed to take the land by rising up to fulfill God's commission. And then there's a reference of Philippians 3, 7 through 16. In order for God to gain the earth from the usurping hand of Satan, God's people needed to be in full cooperation and coordination with God.
Amen.
As in the principle of incarnation.
Amen.
They needed to sacrifice themselves.
Amen.
Deny themselves.
Amen.
Give up their own interest and preference in all things.
Amen.
Put their full trust in the moving and operating God.
Amen.
And risk their lives for the carrying out of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
I want this morning to be a time of consecration.
Amen.
It's not the time of mourning. It's not even the time of reminiscing. It's a time of consecration.
Amen.
Consecrating ourselves to the Lord's new move.
Amen.
And I look up this morning. And there are a number of times in the Old Testament when God told his people to rise up.
Amen.
And I will say a little bit about that. Let's see. Put it here. First, in Genesis chapter 13, after Abraham left the land of Chaldea, God said in 13:17, he said, rise up and walk about the land.
Amen.
And Abraham was probably wondering, what am I going to do here? I don't have know the future. I don't know what's going on. And God comforted him by saying, don't just stay there and just wonder. Rise up and walk around the land. Take action. Then, in chapter 22, verse 3, it said, Abraham and his son rose up with Isaac and went up to Mount Moriah. They went up to consecrate Isaac to the Lord.
Amen.
They went up to consecrate themselves to the Lord. Then, in chapter 24, verse 61, it says, Rebekah, which is a type of the Gentile church, she rose up when she heard the Lord's call, and she went to God's promised land to be married to Isaac, the type of Christ. And then in chapter 31, verse 35, after Jacob, he sojourned and wandered in the land of Laban, his uncle, the Lord told him at night and say, rise up!
Amen.
After all these years of wandering, it's time to rise up. If there is anybody here who has been wandering from the church in New York City, this morning is the Lord's call to you.
Amen.
It's about time, brothers.
Amen.
Rise up.
Amen.
And then in chapter 35, after he came back to the good land, he decided to make a living for himself, and he did investment, real estate investment in Shechem. And he thought he was going to have a good retirement. And then the Lord sent in a big storm, and then he was forced to go out. But the Lord spoke to him in the eve at night. He said, rise up and go to Bethel, the place where you first consecrated yourself to.
That's right.
Now, the most significant rising up, which I want to spend some time to share with you, is in Numbers chapter 10. And in Numbers chapter 10, it says, when God's army was being formed, and they were ready, and they were about to start the journey, which is the journey of God's people, which is also the journey of God's move, then the priests, they stood up and said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Our God is not a sitting God. Our God is always the rising God.
Amen.
God is always on the rise for his move. So New York City, rise up. Rise up for God's move today. Now that verse in Numbers chapter 10 is at the beginning of the second section of the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers is divided into two sections. The first is the forming of God's army. The second is the journeying of God's people.
Amen.
Well, God took a lot of time to form us into an army, doesn't he? But today he is saying, time is up. Now is the time to move.
Amen.
And when you start moving, he said, let God arise.
Amen.
Let God arise.
Amen.
Let God arise in your heart. Amen. Let God arise in the city of New York.
Amen.
And let his enemies be scattered.
Amen.
And let all those who hate him flee away.
Amen.
Now the whole chapter of Psalm 68 is on God's move.
Amen.
And it's a move from Mount Sinai all the way upward to Mount Zion. And it says, how awesome is God's move.
Amen.
And it is a move in his sanctuary. That means today God moves in the church.
Amen.
The ark typifies Christ. The tabernacle typifies the church.
Amen.
And today, where is God's move? God's move is not in your real estate endeavor. God's move is in the church.
Amen.
Let me tell you this morning, the church in New York City is moving.
Amen.
And even though my time here was short, I started coming to visit New York last year. But I could see, even in the last 12 months, the church in New York City is moving.
Amen.
And if you think that it's moving too fast, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. The church is going to move faster. Faster and faster. And you read Psalm 68. It says, how awesome is God's move. And when he moved, the heaven rains, the earth shakes. Oh, all the things. It was not man's move. But listen, I want to share two portions with you from this psalm. It says, in this move, Benjamin and Judah took the lead. Benjamin, his name originally was Benoni by his mother Rachel, which means the son of sorrow. Well, then the Lord said, no, it's not the son of sorrow. It's Benjamin, the son of his right hand. Amen. Yes, we are sorrowful about our brother's death, but today is not the time of sorrow.
That's right.
Because Christ has risen up.
Amen.
He's on the throne.
Amen.
Is he not on the throne?
Yes.
Is he not on the throne?
Yes.
Yes, he is on the throne today.
Amen.
And so there's Benjamin. And then there's Judah. And Judah represents the kingship. And it represents the Lord's victorious move going on. And you know who follows? It was Zebulun and Naphtali. And Zebulun and Naphtali signifies the going out of the gospel.
Amen.
So we have declared in Anaheim that this year is going to be the year of the gospel.
Amen.
I invite the church in New York City to join us.
Amen.
To declare this year to be the year of the gospel.
Amen.
Let's go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
I heard last night that there's 8 million people in New York City. Let's go and preach the gospel to all these 8 million people.
Amen.
This city belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
The second thing I want to share with you from this psalm is that the people that declares the good news are not the strong ones, are not the mighty ones, are not the gifted ones, are not the eloquent ones. It's the women.
Amen.
The women meaning the weaker ones. That means you. That means me.
Amen.
That means all the small potatoes in the church.
Amen.
The Lord is going to shame the enemy by vitalizing all the members in the church.
Amen.
The church is not by one man. The church is not by two men. The church is by the whole body rising up.
Amen.
So I have verse 11 here. The Lord gave the commandment. Who spread the glad tidings? Who preached the gospel? It's the weak ones. It's the ones that have no eloquence. It's the ones that do not stand on the platform and give messages for 1.5 hours. I'm talking about me, sorry. But it's all the members.
Amen.
Oh, I long for the day when all the members.
Amen.
In the church in New York City would rise up.
Amen.
Rise up to do what? To spread the glad tidings.
Amen.
Ty, I know you. You took care of my son well. I want to thank you. But listen, you got to preach the gospel.
Amen.
You're part of that woman. And it says, there are women who go out and preach the gospel, and there are women, in verse 12, who abide at home. Well, the older ones, they cannot go out, they abide at home. But they divide the spoil. In other words, this is the move of the whole body.
Amen.
Whether you're going out, you're staying and praying, we are all in the same move.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Well, I know Brother James said this is a continuation of Benjamin's meeting, and I want to don't want to take up all the time, and I want to give time for the saints to share. But I want to share a testimony.
Amen.
I want to share with you about the testimony recently of the church in Singapore. And I want to share that because Brother Stephen Bai is going there, and quite a number of co-workers, Paul Hahn and others, they're going there. Now, listen. The city of Singapore has 5.4 million people. And it has about 750 saints in the church life. That's wonderful. They have a sweet church life. But it has been like that for over 10 years. And the brothers were quite unsatisfied, not with anything negative, but the fact that the move has not been that fast. So they came to some of us brothers, including Paul Wu and Lin Hong and Paul and some of the others, last summer. And they opened up a fellowship to the body. And they said, we need the help. And what can we do to bring the church in Singapore into a new move? And we said, well, it takes time. And that's all we could say. And then we pray and we pray. And then we consider how Brother Lee helped the church in Taipei in the 60s to take a new turn. And we said, number one, they have a goal. And Brother Lee said, in 5 years, we'll evangelize the whole island of Taiwan. That was a very bold goal. Number two, he brought in many new ones into the leadership. And overnight, he brought in people like Paul Wu and Lin Hong. All those were young ones in their 30s. And they brought overnight, he brought them into the leadership. Then number three, he called a group of volunteers that would volunteer to be pioneers and overcomers for the new move. And so he started the full-time training. And so to make the story short, we said, well, how about if we do the same thing? And so beginning last year, at the end of last year, and then the beginning of this year, then they sounded out the trumpet. And they said, okay, we have a goal. By the year 2020, which is 5 years from now, we'll have 2,020 saints in the church in New York. And everybody said amen to that.
Amen.
And so, from 750 to 2,020, it's a 24% increase every year. And we ask all the saints, can we do it? Can we do it? Well, at first everybody hesitated, and then maybe, if, and but, and so forth. And then eventually they said, well, if this is of the Lord and this is the feeling of the body, yes, let's do it. Well, let me tell you what. In the last 10 days, they baptized the same number of the people as the whole year last year. They baptized 20 people in 10 days. And they said that has never happened before in the church in Singapore. And let me make a comparison between New York City and Singapore. You know, Singapore, they said they're going to have 120 districts. One district for each of the mass transit railway station. There's altogether 120 MTR stations in the city of Singapore. Well, compared with Singapore, how many MTR stations are there in New York City?
648.
You have six times more MTR stations than the city of Singapore. Well, how about 600? How many?
648.
How about 648 districts?
Amen.
Meeting in the church in New York City.
Amen.
Would you have the faith to say that?
Amen.
Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
Would you rise up?
Amen.
And join the Lord's move?
Amen.
In his new age?
Amen.
In his new turn?
Amen.
It's all from the footnote. It says, it depends on God, and it all depends on our consecration. If we say, not I say, not the brothers here say, but if we all say, let's rise up and do it, I believe we can do it.
Amen.
I believe we can do it.
Yes.
Say yes.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's the Lord to me. And I believe that's a word to the Lord's word to you.
Amen.
I was thinking, if Benjamin is here this morning, what would he say? I don't know what he would say, but I know for sure he would say a big amen to what I just shared. So if you want to honor our brother, say amen to the Lord's new move. So, we got five initiatives there in Singapore. Number one, we'll call 250 groups to pray together for the Lord's new move as vital groups. Pray and then go out and contact people. Number two, there were 80 homes opening up, not just taking care of new ones, but shepherding them, teaching them. Then number three, every year we would have two new districts open up, especially among all the major underground stations. And then number four, which is why Stephen Bai is going, on May the 12th, they're going to have the whole church gathering together for gospel meetings. And they're going to do it not just for once, but every month they will have gospel meetings, in-reaping meetings. And these meetings are for in-reaping in the sense that the saints in their daily life, they take care of people and bring them in. And then a gospel meeting for the whole church would be an in-reaping time for all of them. And then number five, especially for the younger generation and the young working saints, we need to stretch out and reach out to them by having living, vital time of getting into the truth, blending together, singing together during lunchtime. And we call this the face bread forum, you know, the face bread in the tabernacle. That's a time of feasting. So we want to have a reaching out to all the young people. You know, Singapore is filled with young people, and 20% of the population are Christians. And there are two mega churches. One is just falling down because of the corruption, and the people are just wandering. And we're talking about refugees in Europe. Well, there's all kinds of spiritual refugees from the mega churches, and they're wondering where is God's home? where is God speaking today? Well, this is something to reach out to the younger generation. New York City, the future is for you.
Amen.
Especially for you younger ones.
Amen.
It's in your hand. So, the faithful brothers have carried on the baton for over 40 years. Amen. Now it is in your hand.
Amen.
Take this and make God's move stronger.
Amen.
Higher.
Amen.
Faster.
Amen.
Until the Lord comes back.
Amen.
May the Lord bless all of you.
Amen.
Saints, how wonderful at this time of our brother's passing we could be brought into the fresh sense of the Lord's move.
Amen.
It's not that the Lord wasn't moving before. Actually, the Lord moved greatly, for sure, in our brother's living and testimony before us. But his living and testimony before us, having been concluded in a glorious way, what, 1 week ago? Sets a stage now for you to receive this word this morning.
Amen.
Far from being in religion, we're being called to Christ and the church.
Amen.
And not only that, but Christ and the church in the sense of the Lord's fresh and new move.
Amen.
So all of us have the opportunity this morning and would surely honor our brother and continue our brother's living before us in his testimony, for us to take up the ark.
Amen.
And allow Christ and the church to move in New York City.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be good if the number of districts and the number of meeting places,
amen,
and active vital centers in New York City would match the number of subway stations?
Yes.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters, may we all rise up and take this charge this morning.
Amen.
May this be a time not only of our bidding our brother farewell and treasuring his living among us, but our rising up.
Amen.
To take this promise of Joshua chapter 1 as a freshly and newly applied word to us.
Amen.
I was touched in my reading this morning related to our brother's living. You know, the way the Lord intensifies and enlarges his move is by the living out of Christ among us. So when the Lord was on the earth, he was the God-man, and he lived in such a way that what he was through his observed living was imparted into those who were with him. This was his way of perfecting the 12. And this was his move for 3.5 years to live his life out among them. And they were able to receive from his living such an impartation that resulted in the Lord's move at that time.
Amen.
Well, now, Benjamin has lived this life out among us. And now we can rise up to multiply, extend, and testify this life to every one of the boroughs of New York City.
Amen.
I just believe the Lord's going to do this.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Something that I was touched with this morning is from the recent speaking in the winter training on the book of Exodus, where in chapter 25 of Exodus, where it begins to speak on the furnishings of the tabernacle, it uses in verses 11 and 18 the word gold as beaten work. So in verse 11, the cherubim on the propitiation cover were made of gold of beaten work, one piece with the cover. And then in verse 18, I believe it is, the lampstand was made of gold of beaten work. Now, if I can try to make this point clear that was striking to me, our brother said that the gold of the lampstand pointed to and was fulfilled by the Lord in his living. The beating of the gold referred to the suffering of his life. And the shining of the lampstand that corresponded to that beaten gold referred to the testimony of his lived out life. Then he said that the shining of the lampstand matches the shining of the Shekinah glory in the holiest of all, shining out of the propitiation place there under the observing cherubim, indicating that the Lord Jesus in his life on the earth was the moving and living holiest of all. In fellowship with the Father, under such fellowship, in his suffering life, he experienced the shining of the holiest of all. And then this shining that he experienced in his fellowship with the Father was shining out from him as the lampstand. And this living recruited and brought in those who were with him and brought them into his move. Amen. Now, yesterday, we had a representative taste of a person living in the holiest of all. Our brother Benjamin had this kind of life. In the Shekinah glory, in his living with the Lord, he enjoyed this one. Then in his living among you and with you, in the sufferings of human life, he enjoyed this inward shining. Then in his living in the church, he shined this out as the lampstand for all of you to see. And this blessed the church and brought you into the same kind of experience. Now, we can go out with the same kind of shining by being in the same kind of fellowship with the Lord in the holiest of all. We can be brought into this kind of experience of living the life of the holiest of all under the observing cherubim in the Shekinah glory. And as we then are in our workplace, in our home, in our neighborhoods, we can have the shining of the lampstand until the shining is increased, intensified, enlarged, and fills New York City.
Amen.
Anyway, may our brother's testimony not just be something that was spoken in the memorial yesterday, but something that all of us, having observed it, now would rise up to duplicate, multiply, and carry forth this very life and living.
Amen.
Into all New York City.
Amen.
Through the speaking of the gospel and through the living out of the same life that he lived among us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, dear saints, we would also like to share some words from Brother Ed for you at the time of Brother Ed Marks, at the time of our brother's passing. The following is a word to all of you. I am very sorrowful about this, our brother's passing. Benjamin was a precious and dear brother to us all. We can take comfort in what Paul said in Philippians. To depart and be with Christ is far better. Philippians 1:23. In the note on this verse, Brother Lee says, to be with Christ is a matter of degree, not of place. Paul desired to be with Christ in a higher degree, although he was already with him constantly. Through his physical death, he would be with Christ to a fuller extent than he enjoyed in his earthly life. Footnote 1. Benjamin now is surely with Christ in a higher degree and to a fuller extent. Thank the Lord for this divine fact in which we can take comfort. I just found out that Andrew Benson and Rick will be coming to New York for the memorial service this weekend. I wish very much that I could come with them, but my physical situation prevents me. please greet all the responsible brothers for me. Perhaps you can read this email to them. I really feel that I am part of the church family there.
Amen.
The church in New York City is very priceless to me.
Amen.
Much grace be with you all, dear saints.
Amen.
In Christ, Ed.
We all love our brother Benjamin, but how can we honor him? He is the one brought us out of religion.
Amen.
He is the one help us to know Christ and the church.
Amen.
To honor our brother is to continue in the vision our brother had. That is Christ and the church.
Amen.
And this morning, we heard the word of the Lord spoken to all of us. Even Moses is gone to be with the Lord. But we, as the corporate Joshua, we are here for Christ and the church.
Amen.
And the word spoken to us is to rise up.
Amen.
Let's say it together. Rise up.
Amen.
We are here to rise up.
Amen.
Rise up to do what? To take the whole land.
Amen.
To take the whole land of the New York City.
Amen.
Oh, so big a city. Such a great city, such a big territory.
Amen.
For us to possess, for us to preach the gospel,
Amen.
For us to propagate,
Amen.
For us to occupy,
Amen.
For us to raise up the golden lampstand,
Amen.
To shine to the whole city of the New York.
Amen.
You know, I just like to testify, after the International Chinese Speaking Conference, the co-workers in Southern California spent 3 days together, or 4 days actually, together to fellowship. How should we go on? And by the way, actually, the coming Saturday, there will be a responsible brothers meeting in California. And we'll sound the trumpet of the gospel.
Amen.
We'll follow the same pattern. You know, we receive the high gospel.
Amen.
Through this ministry. From Apostle Paul, the complete ministry, the high gospel, the high point of the gospel. We not only receive such the content, the truth of the gospel, we also receive a commission,
Amen.
A vision, a commission, the burden of this gospel.
Amen.
We should preach such a high gospel to all the inhabited earth.
Amen.
So in Southern California, we decided, the brother decided already, every month we're going to have a gospel in reaping meeting. So Brother David Koo actually encouraged us in this conference, every day we should give up at least one tract. One day, one tract every day. And once a week going out to count the people. And once a month to have a gospel in reaping. Once, one tract a day. One time to go out a week. And one gospel in reaping a month. You know, this is a commission we received. You know, Paul, when he preached gospel, he said, I preach gospel and this area, no place for me to preach. No place anymore. That's why I decided to go to Spain. And through Rome, I will go to Rome to visit you and spend some time with you. And then I will go from there to Spain. Because this area, I have preached no place anymore for me to preach.
Amen.
I just ask myself and ask all the brothers and sisters, can we say the same word? Can we say, in my city, no place anymore for me to preach the gospel. Therefore, I migrate to other places. Can we say that in New York City? I believe there are many people waiting for us to preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
You know, there are so many people, such a high population, such a big city, they need gospel.
Amen.
They need a high gospel.
Amen.
The gospel, like Brother Benson shared, the gospel about Christ and the church.
Amen.
You know, we preach gospel to the unbeliever. You need Christ. You need Christ. That's right. After they receive Christ, after they got saved, we need to let them know, you need church.
Amen.
We preach the complete gospel, Christ and the church.
Amen.
You know, that's the gospel we inherited. That's the gospel entrusted in our hand. That's the gospel we need to preach to people.
Amen.
So, for the unbeliever, we need to let them know. You need to know Christ. You need to know Christ. You need to be saved. You know, after they got saved, we need to help them to know the church, to be built up, because God's desire, God's eternal purpose is to build a body.
Amen.
The corporate expression, that's Genesis 1, 26. That's what Brother Benjamin told us every day, every year. God desire to gain a corporate expression,
Amen.
To express him, to represent him, to have dominion. That's the church. That's the church.
Amen.
God desires to build up a church.
Amen.
God is not satisfied with many individual Christians. With individual Christians, God's purpose cannot be fulfilled.
Amen.
God desires to build up a church.
Amen.
So I feel this year, Brother Andrew just said, this year is a year of gospel.
Amen.
We are in the same move. We are one. We are one. We are here for the high gospel, for the preaching of the high gospel, for the spreading of this living Christ. You know, every people, there's so many people, you know, so many things going on every day. People worry. People are anxious. People are empty. They need something. They need what? They need Christ. After they got saved, they need a corporate expression. They need to be built up with others. So that's why, and we encourage the saints to form small groups. Nowadays, the prayer is so convenient. We use internet. You can pray all the time, everywhere. You know, you have a WeChat. You pray here. I pray in New York. Somebody respond over there in California. Amen. They continue praying. When I listen to that, I continue my prayer. So every week, I have 15 or more prayer groups. I pray with different brothers and sisters and a small group of two or three. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you all, pray with one or two. Pray with two or three, with a small groups. Not only set a time, but all the time, all the place. You don't have to have set a time. And you just pray with on the internet. You have a record and somebody of your companion, they listen to that. They amen to your prayer. They add prayer to that. I just like to see the whole internet filled with prayers.
Amen.
Pray for the gospel.
Amen.
Pray for God's move.
Amen.
Pray for the propagation.
Amen.
Pray for the spreading.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm so happy to be here with you all. Amen. I pray with you, brother. I stand with you. I still consider I'm a brother from New York. I just feel, you know, this is my home. You know, when I come here, I just feel just like Brother Benson said, we have no difference. We are in the same church. We are in the same mood. We are for the same testimony for the Lord's return. Amen.
I'm sorry that English is not my mother tongue, so in order to speak for the law, I may need to use Chinese.
英语不是母语，所以可能需要用中文来说，然后翻译一下。我做一点见证来，这是回应弟兄们的负担。I'd like
to give some testimonies to respond to our brother's burdens.
我们的福音内容是说到基督与教会。The
content of the gospel is concerning Christ and the church.
而我们的传福音，事实上，如果众圣徒都尽功用，全体都侍奉，就是在建造基督的身体。But
if in our preaching the gospel, where all members are functioning, that is the building up of the body of Christ.
在台湾的众教会。 从 2009 开始，我们一同定一个目标。
The churches in Taiwan, beginning from the year 2009, we set our goal.
就是全台要得着10,000的新人。
That is the whole island of Taiwan. We want to gain 10,000 new ones.
每一年。
Every year.
2009年。
The year 2009.
全台湾
The churches throughout the whole island.
那一年受浸了9000人。
We baptized 9,000 people.
再来2010年。
In the year 2010,
我们仍然设定这个目标。
We still set this goal.
要得10,000。
To gain 10,000.
那么第一年这样子的目标。
Of course, the first year as we set the goal,
对大家来说都是新的。
Was something new for all.
所以当然大家比较有动力。
Yes, we are somewhat motivated.
所以达到了9000。
So we baptized 9,000.
但是第二年呢？
How about second year?
就弱一点。
Was somewhat weaker.
8000。
8,000。
第三年呢？
The third year?
怎么办？
What shall we do?
所以当我们弟兄们在主面前祷告的时候，
As we brothers pray before the Lord,
主就提醒我们，
The Lord reminded us,
李弟兄的带领，
What was Brother Lee's leading?
不是只是有福音的行动，
It's not just of gospel activities,
我们必须有福音的生活，
We must have a life of the living of the gospel.
福音必须成为我们教会生活的架构。
The gospel must become a structure of our church life.
就好像我们都知道什么时候要主日聚会。
As we all know, when is the Lord's Day meeting?
哪一天？
Which day?
每主日。
Every Lord's Day, right?
我们知道什么时候有排聚会。
When should we have a group meeting?
哪一天？
Which day?
可能某一个周。Maybe 有的排是周五，有的排是周四。
Some are Fridays, some are Thursdays.
请问哪一天传福音？
Which day do you go out to preach the gospel?
答不出来。
We can't answer that.
如果这样就不是架构。
If that is the way, then that we don't have a structure.
李弟兄是盼望福音是我们的架构。
But if he wanted the gospel to become our structure,
我们都知道哪一天我们要出去传福音。
We should know which day we should go out to preach the gospel.
我们这一群弟兄姊妹。
As the group of brothers and sisters.
每周三出去传福音。
Every Wednesday we will go out to preach the gospel.
我们这一群弟兄姊妹。
How about that group of brothers and sisters?
每周五出去传福音。
Every Friday they will go out.
李弟兄的负担。
Brother Lee's burden.
是三分之一的圣徒。
It's a one third of the saints.
要每周拿出一个晚上。
Should take out one evening every week.
两小时。
That is 2 hours to go out to preach the gospel.
不光是为着得人，
Not only to gain people,
而是当我们全体都侍奉，
But when all members function,
人人做祭司，
and serve, and everyone is a gospel preacher, the priesthood of the gospel.
然后基督的身体就要得着建造，
Then the body of Christ will be built up.
所以开始我们就注意全体进功用。
So we pay much attention to all members' function.
愿意和弟兄姊妹做见证。
Like to testify to you all.
到了2014年。
When we come to year 2014.
我们全台众召会来在一起。
When the churches in Taiwan come together.
我们来在一起互相的报告的时候。
As in our reporting.
我们发现台湾的众召会90%几都每周。圣徒们出去传福音了。
With the exception of the saints throughout the island, the churches in Taiwan, over 90% go out weekly, every week.
九十几的召会。
90% of the saints.
Churches.
Not the saints. Okay.
然后在每一个召会中。
How about in every locality?
大约13%的圣徒每周出去传福音。
13% of the saints go out to preach the gospel every week.
Every week. Amen.
Yes, 每周。
是，我们发现，只要我们坚定持续的传扬。
As long as we go continue steadfastly in preaching the gospel,
带人得救是自然而然的。
To bring people to salvation is something spontaneously
done. 所以告诉弟兄姊妹一个好消息。
Let me tell you good news.
2015年。
The year 2015.
全台众召会。
The whole island of Taiwan.
带得救了10,300人。
We baptized over 10,030 people. 10,300.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们全台高兴的不得了。
So we're rejoicing, jubilating.
不只是因为我们超过了10,000。
Not only we passed over 10,000 people.
更是。
But much more.
在
That over 90%, maybe 100% of the churches, we have established a structure of the gospel in the church life. Yes, we're not satisfied. We haven't reached 30%, one third of the saints going out every week. And some meeting hall, maybe 40%.
他们100人聚会的话,
100 people meeting. Every week, there are 40 people to go out to preach the gospel.
但是有的教会,
and some localities,
还是只有13,
maybe 13%.
有的教会,
some others,
20,
20%.
所以这一年,
so this year,
我们的目标,
our goal is
不再只是新人得1万,
not just to gain the new ones of over
10,000. We
want to gain 10,000 young men, young people.
Young generation.
Young generation.
包括了 teenagers, college students, and the young working saints under 35 years old.
青少年大专, 还有亲子, 35岁以下的, 都要受尽, Amen.
We want to gain more than 10,000 young generation.
要得到1万个青年人, Amen.
是借着呢, 周周出外传扬福音,
through every week we go out to preach the gospel.
我们觉得这个是可行的,
this is possible, it's doable.
这是已经啊, 主带我们达到的,
the Lord has took us as a step on already.
所以呢, 和弟兄姊妹啊, 这个做这个见证,
I'd like to give a testimony to you all.
的确是我们的一个机会,
this is truly our opportunity.
我们该起来,
we should rise up.
大家一同接受负担,
let's receive the burden together.
我们是一大群的妇女,
we're just a whole bunch of women.
但是我们却是报好信息的妇女,
yet we're the women that proclaims the glad tidings.
年长的弟兄姊妹呢,
the older brothers and sisters,
祷告,
pray.
在家的妇女,
because you're the women that stayed at home,
但是也分得略物,
you share the spoils together. But ask me to share. I wrote something. I stand here to represent the churches in Eastern Canada, especially Toronto, Markham, and Montreal, on behalf of brothers David Wayne, Ron McVicker, Tim Lee, and Zhang Chow. These brothers will be present during the ITRO memorial meeting in Anaheim. So we together would like to express our thanksgiving to the Lord and our gratitude to our Brother Benjamin, where he personally visited and shepherded and helped us during our times of trials almost 10 years ago. And personally, I wrote a short Chinese poem to remember our dear brother Benjamin. From my limited contact with him in the past 25 years, especially in the last few years, where I had the opportunity to have lunch with him during the trainings and conferences. It was he who laid his hands on me when I reconsecrated myself in New Jersey in the year 2003. It was he who anchored my following of the Lord in the Lord's recovery, because he has shown me the Lord's recovery is his recovery. He's so simple, so pure, and full of joy in the Lord. He was very much one with the leading and co-workers in the Lord's recovery. He was like a living history book to me, where his life coincided with my own father's generation. Yet much more, our brother's life intertwined with the beginning and development of the Lord's recovery in Taiwan and United States. I will just read this poem, I won't translate it. 陈哲全弟兄恩泽全辈子一生，出生名家立战火，看破功名尽虚空，幼年空虚慕福音，人生意义传一生，少年得救是真理，朝夕闻道死足矣，青年以美建造会，纽约造会同心意。 壮年忠心随职事，在职各处尽功用，老年成熟活基督，祷告生活牧众圣，一生得胜习主怀，永为榜样 后主灵。Our brother, basically this poem talks about he's a gospel preacher. And he's the one who's concerned with the truth. And he's the one from building up the church and the New York and churches. And he's the one that follows the ministry. He's the one that lived Christ, prayed, have a life of prayer, and shepherd the saints. And now he's resting in the Lord, waiting for his rapture. So I just want to say, we just want to follow our brother, not only to have one Benjamin, but a tribe of Benjamin here in New York, following his pattern, and to preach the gospel, to get into the truth, right, to be grow mature in life, to follow the ministry, amen, to build up his body.
How about we close with some prayer? Lord, we thank you. How we thank you so much. Thank you for our dear, beloved brother Benjamin, for giving him to us, for the pattern that you wrought in him, and for all that he dispensed into us in these so many years of faithful service. We worship you, and we tell you we do want to give ourselves to follow this pattern. We tell you corporately, we arise. Amen. We want to say amen.
Amen.
Amen to your speaking and our brothers.
Amen.
How we thank you for our brothers
amen.
To be here with us this weekend.
Amen.
For this encouragement.
Amen.
For this strengthening.
Amen.
Thank you that we can declare that the church in New York City
amen.
Is one with all the churches
amen.
In your whole recovery.
Amen.
And we thank you
amen.
That we can go on together.
Amen.
Thank you that we are the same. And thank you for our going on in the gospel.
Amen.
Thank you for what you've done here
amen.
Over this past year
amen.
Of this matter of enlargement
amen.
And advancement.
Amen.
Lord, we say amen.
Amen.
We want to go on more.
Amen.
We want to advance stronger.
Amen.
We want to be enlarged further.
Amen.
We say amen to you.
Amen.
Even to trailblaze.
Amen.
As you have been leading us
amen.
In so many directions.
Amen.
Especially in the matter of the gospel,
amen.
In this place that you have put us in so sovereignly,
amen.
This place of every tribe and tongue,
amen.
And people and nation,
amen.
Lord, we want to answer your commission.
Amen.
Thank you for placing us here
amen.
At this time.
Amen.
We say amen Lord.
Amen, Lord.
We are not looking back,
amen.
We are looking forward.
Amen.
We're saying amen to your move.
Amen.
We give ourselves to you. Each of us personally and all of us corporately. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. We pray that you would take us on. Take on the church in New York City and take on your whole recovery. In your precious name, amen. Amen. Arise now. Amen. Amen. We'll stop the meeting here, saints, but we want to remind the saints that we had some fellowship concerning the matter of the gospel, having these monthly gospel times. Isn't it a confirmation that the Lord is doing in all of the churches? We in this fellowship in that we had in December, the Lord was leading us that this year we would have every month some kind of gospel activity. And then to have this conference, the International Chinese Speaking Conference, on the gospel. And the response from the churches in Southern California, we're just the same. Well, saints, you know, we had decided that we were going to have this month not an altogether big gospel meeting, but rather the gospel in the homes,
amen.
In the small group meetings.
Amen.
And we would do this in all of the districts. And of course, this was delayed because of our brother's passing and the meeting yesterday. So this week, this coming week,
amen.
In all the districts, there are designated homes. And we have to, you know, have fellowship. If you're not sure in your district which home, have fellowship. And we need for this, of course, much prayer. Much prayer. So praise the Lord for our going on together in the gospel.
Amen.
Is any other? Yes.
The gospel meeting is running this Wisconsin.
And oh, gospel meeting in Flushing, Saturday evening, right? 6 o'clock, and everyone knows where. Right, okay. Amen. Is that okay? We're dismissed. Amen.